إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid and ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our actions. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah chooses to be guided, there is none who can misguide him. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and His messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ الشَّرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every innovation is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance leads to the fire. عباد الله, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He distinguished between His creation as He distinguished between the religions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the religion of Islam the best of religions. And it is the religion of Islam which is accepted by Allah, and everything else is rejected. And the Ummah of Islam is the best of the Umam, of the nations. He said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, verily, the deen which is with Allah, it is al-Islam. He said, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of the people who have been brought out from mankind. Why? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You order with goodness. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And you forbid evil. وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And you have iman in Allah. وَلَوْ آمَنَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ. And if أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى, if they had iman, it would be better for them. مِنْهُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Amongst them were those who had iman. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. But the most of them are فَاسِقُونَ. And just as Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He distinguished between the religions and the nations, He also distinguished between the various lands and the places upon the earth. So He made three areas or three lands upon the earth, the best and the most virtuous of areas. And they are Makkatul Mukarramah and Al-Madinatul Nabawiyyah and Al-Maqdas. Makkah, Al-Madinah, and Jerusalem. And these three areas, these three lands or cities, they are known by the Muslims as being al-haram. And the meaning of haram is something which has hurmah, which something which has a sanctity, a sacredness, and an honor. And that it is not permitted for any person, regardless of who that person is, to violate this sanctity and this sacredness. And these three places, these three cities, they have a fadl, they have a virtue with Allah. And they have a great importance with those who have iman in Allah. Ma'ashar al-Muslimin, all of us know regarding the virtue of Makkah and Masjid al-Haram. And all of us know and we hear about al-Madinah and Masjid al-Nabawiyyah al-Sharif. However, did you know that al-Maqdis, Jerusalem, it has been mentioned in the Quran more times than Makkah and Medina put together. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He referred to and He alluded to Jerusalem, Al-Maqdis, Bayt al-Maqdis in the Quran more than He mentioned the Makkah and Medina. So Allah said in the Quran in many ayat, He described how blessed that land is. He said, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. The one who took his worshipper, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on a night journey. Min al-Masjid al-Haram, from Masjid al-Haram, meaning Mecca, ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa, to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, alladhi barakna hawla, and the land which we have blessed all around it. And Allah said regarding Ibrahim and Lut alayhim as-salam, how He saved them. He said, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَلُوطًا إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah said, and we saved him, meaning Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Lut, and we took them to a land, الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا لِلْعَالَمِينَ, the land which we have blessed and placed barakah in it for the people. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, and he was from the scholars of the Quran from amongst the Sahaba. He said that this ayah refers to Sham and specifically Al-Maqdis, Jerusalem. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He said in the Quran regarding Musa alayhi salam and those who had iman in him, He said, وَأَوْرَثْنَا الْقَوْمَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يُسْتَضْعَفُونَ, that we inherited to those people who were weakened upon the earth, meaning Musa alayhi salam and the believers, مَشَارِقَ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبَهَا, the east of the lands and the west of the land, التي باركنا فيها, in which we placed blessings in it. The Mufassirun, they said this is Jerusalem. And Musa alayhi salam, he said, as Allah mentions in the Quran, He said, يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم. He said, O people, enter into the sacred land, التي كتب الله لكم, which Allah has legislated for you. And in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah Jalla Jalaluh, He said, Wali Sulaiman, and for Sulaiman, Ar-Riha, we gave him the wind, Asifa, and it was a ferocious wind, Tajri bi amrihi, and it was submissive to his command, Tajri bi amrihi ila al-ard allati barakna fiha, and it went to the land which we placed our barakah in it. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He described Jerusalem, and He described it as an earth or a land which is elevated, in which there is rivers and fruit and vegetation. Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً, we made the son of Maryam, meaning Isa alayhi salam, and his mother, both of them an ayah, a sign. وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ, and we gave them refuge in a high elevated place, ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ, in which they could settle, in which there were rivers which were flowing. قَتَادَ رَحِمُهُ اللَّهُ, from the Tabi'een, he said, بَيْتُ الْمَقْدَسِ, that this land which Allah placed blessings in it, it is بَيْتُ الْمَقْدَسِ. Allah said in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, He said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ, and who is more oppressive than the one who prevents from the masajid of Allah, أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ, that the name of Allah should be mentioned in them, وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا, and who is more oppressive and corrupt than those people who try to spread corruption to these places. The Mufassirun, they said, هُوَ مَسْجِدُ بَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ, that this ayah, it refers to the Masjid of Bayt al-Maqdis. So all of these places and other ayat in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions Jerusalem. He mentions al-Maqdis. He mentions al-Masjid al-Aqsa, refers to it. And this was before, over 1400 years ago. 1439 years ago, more than this, these ayat were revealed. And as for the state which occupies Palestine, called Israel, then it was only established about 70 years ago. In 1948, 14th of May it was established. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned the blessings and the virtue of Bayt al-Maqdis of Jerusalem over 1400 years ago. And Masjid al-Aqsa, this is the first Qibla of the Muslims. The Muslims during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for over all of his life in Mecca, they used to face Masjid al-Aqsa in their prayers 5 times a day. And then only when they came to Medina, then Allah Jalla fil Ula, He changed the Qibla to a Kaaba. And Masjid al-Aqsa, it is the second masjid which was built upon this earth. All of the prophets and the messengers, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they prayed in Masjid al-Aqsa. And on the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari radiallahu anhu, and the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ayyu masjidin wudhi'a fil ardi awwal. What is the first masjid which was placed upon the earth? He said, alayhi salatu wassalam, al-masjid al-haram, meaning the masjid in Mecca. Qultu thumma ayyu, and then I said, which masjid after that? What was the second masjid? He said, al-masjid al-aqsa. He said, al-masjid al-aqsa. Qultu kam kana baynahuma. Then I said, how many years were there between them? Qal arba'una sana. He said, 40 years. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah, he mentions, al-masjid al-haram afdal al-masajid. Masjid al-Haram, i.e. in Mecca, it is the best of the masajid. وَيَلِيهِ مَسْجُدُ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And then next is Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَلِيهِ مَسْجِدُ الْأَقْصَى. And then the third is Masjid al-Aqsa. He said, وَرَوَىٰ أَحْمَدُ وَالنَّسَائِ وَغَيْرُهُمَا. That Ahmad and Nasai and other of the muhadithun, they mentioned the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. He said, إِنَّ صَلَاتَ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ Al-Haram bi alf mi'a salah. He said that the prayer in Masjid al-Haram in Mecca, the reward for it is 100,000 prayers more than any other prayer. And then he said, wa amma Masjid al-Aqsa. And as for Masjid al-Aqsa, faqad ruwiya 50 salah wa qila bi 500. Then some narrations mention 50 times more than any other prayer. Other narrations mention 500 times the reward of salah in any other prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to encourage the Muslims to go and travel to these three places. In fact, he forbade the Muslims from traveling to any other masjid, believing that there is a virtue in that masjid. He said sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu an, he said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. He said, no journey should be taken for barakah except to three masajid. He said, Masjidi hadha, my masjid, I Masjid al-Nabawi, wal Masjid al-Haram, wal Masjid al-Aqsa. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he encourages the traveling to these three masajid. And he mentions the virtue of these three masajid. And he mentioned them together in a single narration, in a single statement, so they are linked to each other. And also, the night journey, which we have learnt about and heard before, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Jerusalem. And when the Prophet went there, he led all of the prophets and the messengers in salah. And this was in Bayt al-Maqdis, before going up to the seven heavens. And this was to show all of mankind that those who are deserving of al-Masjid al-Aqsa and those who are deserving of Jerusalem are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the followers of all of the prophets and the messengers. And as for the enemies of the prophets and the messengers, then they have no right to Jerusalem. And who are the followers of the prophets and the messengers? They are the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he led all of them in prayer. And this shows his fadl, his virtue, before all of the other prophets and the messengers. And this land, Al-Maqdis, this is a land of the Anbiya, this is a land of the Prophets. And therefore those who are deserving of it are the followers of the Prophet. And the enemies of the Prophets and the Messengers are not deserving of this land, are not deserving of the rule of this land. So whoever is an enemy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he is an enemy of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ishaq and Ismail, and Musa and Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Ibadallah, this blessed land Ash-Sham and Al-Maqdis, the history of struggle and conflict in this land, it has been going on for a very long time. The first who built Masjid Al-Aqsa was Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then after him came Sulaiman alayhi salam, and he strengthened the building and expanded it. And then after this, there were many armies that came and destroyed Masjid Al-Aqsa. And there was built and destroyed and built and destroyed. The Byzantines, the Persians, the Romans, the Europeans, and the Zionists today, all of them have come and destroyed Jerusalem. Until Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu came, and he conquered Jerusalem, and he rebuilt Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And Umar radiallahu anhu, he would not travel to any conquered land. The land of Sham, it was conquered, and it was a wealthy area. It was the capital of the Romans. Heracles, Harqal al-Azim, the great Heracles, he used to live there. He was the emperor at that time. When the Muslims conquered it, Umar radiallahu anhu did not go to it. And the capitals of the Persians, which were great civilizations with much wealth and power, they were conquered by the Muslims in his time. And he did not travel to them. And yet when Bayt al-Maqdis, when Jerusalem was conquered, then Umar radiallahu anhu, he traveled to it himself. And he did not allow his commander to go in his place, to show us the virtue of Al-Maqdis, of Jerusalem. And that this issue, it is a matter of the religion, and not a matter of land or wealth. And before Umar radiallahu anhu, before the Muslim rule, the Jews, they were banned from Palestine. For hundreds of years under the Byzantines, they were not allowed to enter into Jerusalem. And after the Muslims rule, then Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu came, the Jews were allowed to enter into Al-Maqdis. And also when the Crusaders came, and there were Europeans under the command of the Latin Church, in 1099, when they fought the Crusades, and when they went toward Jerusalem, and they massacred the Jews, and they killed many Muslims, and many of the Jews were enslaved and sent towards Europe, and they were banned from entering into Bayt al-Maqdis. And then after this, Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, Al-Kurdi rahimahullah, he came in 1187 and he fought against the Crusades and he repelled them from Jerusalem. And the first thing he did in conquering Jerusalem was to allow the Jews to enter into Jerusalem once again, to allow them to live there in safety and peace, protected under the Muslim rule. However, Ma'ashar al-Muslimin, in the last century, when the Muslims became weak, and shirk, it became widespread in the Muslim Ummah, and innovations entered into the religion, and when the Muslims weakened, and the countries weakened, and when the Muslims became disunited, following different groups and sects, allowing for their innovations and deviations, and then the Zionist movement, it started. And then this land of Palestine, it was taken again. And only 1948, as I mentioned, only 70 years ago, was this state, which they call Israel, in occupied Palestine, was it formed. However, we have to understand that the Muslims, from now up until Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will never be better than the prophets and the messengers. And we will never be better than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, they went through many struggles. And they were exiled from their lands. And they were fought against. And they lost their property. And they lost their wealth. And they went through severe struggles. Up until the believers would say, Mata Nasrullah? When is the victory of Allah? And Allah told us in the Quran, Am hasibatum an tadkhulu al-jannah? That do you think you will enter into Jannah? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you will not be faced with that which those who came before you, i.e. the Prophet and his companions, that which they were faced with. مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. They faced difficulties and struggles and they were shaken. حَتَّى يَقُولُ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Up until the messenger And those who had iman with him would say, "Mata nasrullah?" When will the victory of Allah come? And then Allah said, "Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb." That verily the victory of Allah, it is clear, it is close, it is near. So when the companions alayhim ridwanullah, when the people of iman, when they believed in Allah, when they had iman in Allah, when they were patient, when they were truthful in their promise to their Lord, when they gave victory to his religion, when they fought, they killed and they were killed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them authority upon this earth. And the crusaders, they had Palestine and Maqdis for almost 90 years. From the first crusade until the sixth crusade, up until Salahuddin al-Ayyubi came by the permission of Allah and with the victory of Allah, and he brought victory to the Muslims. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفُرَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له العلي الأعلى وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله رسول الهدى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اقتفى. عباد الله المؤمنين, the issue of Al-Quds of Jerusalem, this is an issue which affects every single Muslim. According to those ayat of the Quran and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that every believer in the messengers and the prophets and every believer in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has a right to the land of Jerusalem. And therefore Jerusalem is the capital of the Muslims, from the capitals of the Muslims. And therefore upon the Muslims is to give victory to Jerusalem and to aid Jerusalem. And whoever is deficient in this, then it is a deficiency in the religion. However, we have to know and understand that this struggle for Jerusalem, it is not a struggle of nationalities. This is not about al-uruba, about Arab nationalism. This is not about wealth. It is not about political boundaries. But it is about Islam and Tawheed and the Aqeedah. And Allah said in the Quran, وَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ كَمَا كَفَرُوا, that they only wish that you disbelieve as they have disbelieved. فَتَكُونُونَ سَوَاءٌ, so then all of you are equal, meaning the disbelief of Allah. And just because the Muslims hear the stupidity of a person who says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, we should not go crazy about this or start shouting or start raging or become angry at this. This is not the first statement of stupidity which will be said. And this is not the last statement which will be said. There is nothing new in the plots of the enemies of Islam. There is nothing new in these statements. However, what we have to understand, that if you look into the Quran and the Sunnah, you will find that Allah Jalla fil Ula, he does not talk about the enemies. In very few places, wal ilmu indallah, does he focus on the enemies. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam focusing on the Muslims. Any victory which comes to the enemies, any loss of the Muslims, the enemies are not blamed. And the strength of the enemies is not considered. Only the weakness of the Muslims. Only the sins of the Muslims. And this is throughout the Quran and the Sunnah. The Prophet Allah Jalla fil Ula, he said, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, that whatever affliction, calamity, loss touches you, then it is because of what your own hands have earned. And Allah said in the Quran, he promised an-Nusr, he promised victory, he promised aid for the people of Iman, if they aid his religion. So only when they aid Tawheed, and they aid the Sunnah, and they become united, and they stay away from shirk, and they have taqwa with them, and piety with them, then the victory of Allah will come. Allah Jalla fil Ula, he said in the Quran, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ, that verily Allah will give victory to those people who give victory to him. Give victory to him how? I through aiding his religion. Giving victory to his religion. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ, that verily Allah is of great strength and great honor and greatness. But where is the deficiency? Not in the strength of the enemies. not in the power and the technology of the enemies, only in the weakness of the Muslims, only in the sins of the Muslims. So it isn't that they conquered Jerusalem, is who we lost Jerusalem. Why? Shirk and bid'ah and differences and disunity amongst the Muslims. And Allah Jalla fil Ula, He ordered us to be united, but be united upon the truth and be united upon At-Tawheed. He said, "Wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a." All of you, hold on to the rope of Allah and be united. هذا وصلوا وسلموا على من أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام عليه القائل من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله به عليها عشرا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ارض عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة الأكرمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر دينك وكتابك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المسلمين اللهم من أراد بالمسلمين سوءا فاجعل كيده في نحره وأفسد عليه أمره وشتت شمله واجعل كيده في نحره يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين اللهم ارفع عنهم البلاء والمحن اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم أقم الصلاة.